difficult decisions still need to be made. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. I'm Dave Russell. Beat in-season stress and deliver needed nutrition with Megafol and Coron. This complete foliar nutrition combination is the perfect prescription for better plant health, stress relief, and maximizing full yield potential. Ask your retailer or Helena representative for details about this in-season solution. For those farmers in the extremely wet areas, there are some difficult decisions to be made when it comes to corn and soybeans. Joe Nestor of Nestor Ag says one of the difficulties is determining the amount of nutrients lost.
It's really hard to measure. We can go out and we can spot check. We've been taking, when we get the opportunity between rains, to take some soil tests for nitrogen, and we can kind of back calculate what we put on, what we're measuring, and what was lost. But the real problem is we can't get into the fields to make any corrective applications if we did feel we have lost some. But there's a lot of fields that have never had the nitrogen applied to them for the corn side dress. And those fields, it's not too tough to see. They're looking real yellow, and one of the reasons they're yellow is this water is deteriorating the root system of the plant. So it may not necessarily be nitrogen deficiency yet, but it's going to morph into that.
So that crop that hasn't been side dressed, if it does get fit, is there still going to be an opportunity to get some nitrogen on?
That's a tough call too. There's some fields that I think have been injured so bad. This would be the later planted corn that had the smallest root system. I think a farmer's got to think hard here when it gets fit, and we'll have to pull that trigger. Do I side dress? Do I have a potential crop there? And if I do side dress, how much? And I'm going to say probably not very much if you side dress, because we're not talking very long time period here. We're talking 30 to 45 days of nitrogen need, so we can really cut those rates back. But I've seen some fields, Dave, that I would have to say we're probably wasting our money on side dressing that, because I'm wondering if it's even going to ear.
What about from a weed management standpoint?
You know, Mother Nature builds these weeds, and man builds the hybrid crops. And I can tell you who wins that battle. It's the weeds. So those weeds have been able to grow, go untreated, and they're competing with that poor, sickly crop and doing pretty well, and the guy can't get in there with any equipment to treat the weeds. So that's another one of the problems that we're looking at.
Joe Nestor of Nestor Ag. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield.